AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The name-calling between Donald Trump and some of his Republican presidential rivals is showing no signs of dying down.
After South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham labeled Donald Trump a jackass, Trump responded with ridicule, in Graham's home state, no less. At a campaign kickoff in Bluffton, Trump told a story of Graham entreating him several years ago to recommend Graham to a TV show.
He said, "Could you mention my name?" I said, "Yes, I'll mention." And he gave me his number, and I found the card. I wrote the number down. I don't know if it's the right number. Let's try it. 202.
He read the whole number. The billionaire reality TV star also hit Graham with what, for Trump, may be the ultimate insult. In the private sector, Trump said Graham wouldn't be rich. He'd be poor. I'm Warren Levinson.
After calls flooded his mailbox, Senator Graham tweeted he would probably be getting a new phone. Ohio Governor John Kasich today became the 16th GOP presidential candidate.
The sun is going to rise to the zenith in America again. I promise you it will happen.
The Florida presidential primary is still 9 months away, but the swing state's influential donor class is already speaking with its wallets. Former Governor Jeb Bush's campaign collected nearly $1 million more than Florida Senator Marco Rubio, but Democrat Hillary Rodham Clinton has outraised each of them. Republican lawmakers are vowing to cut off funding for so-called sanctuary cities like San Francisco that shield immigrants from deportation by federal authorities. A Senate panel heard testimony today from the father of a woman who was fatally shot while he was walking with his daughter on a San Francisco pier, allegedly by an immigrant with a criminal record. Providence, Rhode Island is considering a downtown smoking ban, a first for a U.S. capital city. This is AP Radio News. Theodore Bekele, the Tony and Oscar-nominated actor and singer, whose passions included folk music and political activism, died this morning of natural causes. He passed away at UCLA Medical Center in Los Angeles at 91. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports Bekele was present for many historical events.
Theodore Bekele was one of the guests in 1993 when Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin and PLO Chairman Yasser Arafat shook hands over their historic peace agreement at the White House. He was a delegate to the 1968 Democratic Party Convention in Chicago, and he was one of six leaders of the American Jewish Congress arrested while protesting in 1986 outside the Soviet embassy in Washington.
U.S. officials say a key al-Qaeda figure has been killed in an American drone strike in Syria. He was a leader of the Khorasan group, a cadre of al-Qaeda operatives who were sent from Pakistan to Syria to plot attacks on the West. I'm Ross Simpson.